Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey friend. Okay, so today we're going to talk about something I bet you have come in touch with. I bet you actually dealt with it yourself. And this is actual objections to actually trying to sell your course or when you're going to buy something yourself. So let's step back and think about the objections you've had when you've moved into whether it's committing to a, you know, internship, maybe it's committing to purchasing something, maybe it's committing to a ministry in your church. You had some different objections, some different hurdles that you had to overcome in making that decision. So your potential client have those similar objections and you have to be ready for it. Don't take it personally. It's nothing personal. It's just called human behavior of trying to figure out if your course or your digital product is right for them. Think about you. If you bought a course, or even if you went on Amazon, you had to stop and think, is this really something? Is this going to solve my need? Is this really worth this value? Am I going to have time to put this in place? I mean, we all could be impulsive buyers. Totally. I have been there. But typically, when we're doing something, we start having these questions come up in our head, and sometimes we can answer them really fast and we can move on. And sometimes we ponder over it over and over and over, and we don't move forward because they're actual objections that you feel like you have to solve. So as the course creator, when you're selling your course or your digital product, you have to help that potential student solve that objection. So what are some examples that you're going to come across? Okay. Of course, is the cost of your course. That is one of the top questions that when I am working one-on-one with my course creators and building their course is they asked me, they're like, how much should I charge for this? And I was like, well, I can't tell you right now. I was actually talking to a client just last week. I was like, well, I can't actually tell you that right now because we really need to look all what is going to be involved. We have to do market research. We have to figure out some different pieces before we can decide on what that price is. But that's one of the things that a customer, your potential client, your potential student may have an objection of, well, I don't know, is this price going to be worth what I need? Is this price, whether it is $47 or $477 or $1,400, they are going to have different levels of cost, thoughts, and objections of trying to figure out if it is worth it or not. And so in your sales page, in your emails, in your marketing message, in your creating the connection and things online, you have to go through the process of helping them figure out that this cost, no matter how small or how big it is, that this cost is so worth the value that you are going to give them. It is so worth the solution you are going to solve for them. It's so worth the pennies they are putting on the table for the value and for the step-by-step framework that you're going to give them and they're going to be able to breathe and do all the things with. So that is part of thinking at least two or three steps ahead of them and putting that in your marketing message. That's, again, I work with my clients. If you are interested in some one-on-one coaching with me, make sure to go over to robinkent.com/coaching. And I would love to sit down with you. And if you have some objectives that you are just like, okay, I created this course, I've built this course, I have an email list, there's something wrong, like I can't get past to let these people know that this is worth their time and that this is the solution I solve. Make sure to go over there, robinkent.com/coaching, see the ways that I have helped people in ways that I can help you. And if you have any questions, make sure to email me or DM me, and I will be glad to help you figure out, but I would love to be able to help you too. So, okay. So the first objection usually is a cost concern. Number two, you might have guessed it, is time commitment. Time commitment. So a lot of times in, you know, a marketing message, you want to help them understand maybe podcast in a weekend, like you can put your podcast together in a weekend. So that time frame, they're like, okay, I think I can give up a time of a weekend to actually tackle getting my podcast together. I have a program that's called Emails That Connect and Convert in a Weekend. It's going to help you figure out your lead magnet, how to write your emails, and set up your system in ConvertKit in a weekend. Because it's that time commitment. I'm taking that worry away from them and them thinking, how long is this going to take me? How long do I have to do this? Sometimes you might have like a 21-day detox. Okay, I think I can give the client, the potential client's thinking, okay, I think I can do 21 days. Like, I don't know about 6 months and lifetime journey of being healthy. I'm not there yet. But 21 days, like that's you're overcoming that time commitment of helping them understand the difference of what you can get done in a particular time frame. The second concern that you have to think about is time commitment. Your marketing message needs to actually tackle those kinds of pieces. All right. The third objection that many people will ask is they're skeptical. They're like, does this really work? Think about this. I don't know if you're like me, but you're going on Amazon. This does not have to be with just courses, but you're going on Amazon. Maybe you found a new tool, or maybe you even found a new shirt that you really like, or maybe you found some supplements you really like. Do you go to the reviews and check out the details, because you're slightly skeptical, because you're like, I don't know these people. You don't know for sure. It looks like it's got lots of reviews on here. It's got 4.5 stars, but let me go look a little bit more, because you have a little bit of skepticism in you that you're trying to figure out that hurdle. You're trying to figure out that objection of like, should I pick this one or should I pick this one? So people are doing the exact same thing with your course. When people are looking at your digital product, they could be skeptical. You have to think about, in your marketing message, you have to prove to them that you know what you're talking about. Of course, testimonials. If you don't have testimonials about the actual product or service yet, then you can have testimonials about your character, about your hard work, about different things like that. You could share your story of how you overcome XYZ or whatever you have figured out. You have to show them and speak that over them, and then just not look at your smiling face and, you know, maybe you're super sunshiny and all these things. And then people are like, oh yeah, I trust her automatically. You have to make sure in your marketing message that you are 2 and 3 steps ahead of them to help overcome that skepticism, to help show that you know what you're talking about. So I want you to think through these things. I want you to be prepared for these things. Again, these are things that I work with my clients one-on-one in coaching and help them understand exactly how to overcome the specific ones in their objections that their clients are actually tackling or they foresee, or even help them see what objections could be the case and how to overcome them. I hope you found this helpful. I hope this maybe just got your brain stirring and going, okay, wait a second. I need to go back to my social media posts or go back to my emails or the next time I write an email or the next time I create a podcast, then I need to make sure to, you know, create content on overcoming this objection before I get ready to do my course or to launch my product. And just know, you have to do it over and over again. Like you, it's not a just one and done thing in the sense of overcoming the objection. You have to actually share with them over and over how, whether it is cost, whether it is time, or maybe they are skeptical of if this really works. These are the top three objections you're going to deal with. There's multiple other ones that you could have to tackle down the road. But these are the three main ones that in no matter what you are promoting or what you are actually trying to market out there, you're going to tackle. And you got to think through beforehand. You got to think through these things. So, okay, my friend, I hope you found so much value in this and just knowing how to tackle and move forward. And if you did, I would love to have you over in my Facebook group, Online Courses Made Easy. We have different conversations over there and discussions about a variety of things, this being one of those. And there it's filled with course creators just like you and I and helping each other move forward. We're in all kinds of different places with different experiences and different knowledge. So I would love to have you come on over there. Online Courses Made Easy. We will welcome you with open arms and love to have you over there. But in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will be talking to you again really soon. Hey, friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.